What is the Passover about, and why does that encourage us to ask questions about our faith? That's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Tom Pounder. I'm the online campus pastor here at New Life Christian Church, and we've been going through the Bible in a year, and I've been really enjoying reading the different parts of the Old Testament along with the New Testament and sprinkling some Psalms and Proverbs. At least that's the plan I'm on. And if you're interested in reading the Bible in a year, I want to encourage you, definitely go to newlife.church/bible2024. You can click on that link and you can sign up for any of the Bible plans that we have. If you go to newlife.church/bible, there's lots of other plans that are happening as well that we'd encourage you to be a part of. But I've been really enjoying reading through the Bible in a year, and I love reading through some of the Old Testament scriptures because it's in the Old Testament that we see a lot of these traditions that started, that we celebrate today, that started back then. And we see the reasons why they started. And recently, the plan I was reading talked about the Passover. And I think a lot of people, at least this was my impression when I first kind of was reading through it, is I think we all like celebrate the Passover and we honor the Passover. And the Jewish people still celebrate the Passover to this day. And we talk about the Passover, but we don't understand why. Like, what is it really about? I think we just say, okay, this is something that happens, but we never look into why it happens, and we never ask questions about it. And so recently my group read through the Passover and how it started. So I just want to read through it with you. I'm going to read, it's a larger portion, but I'm going to read through it, and then we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about why that encourages us to ask questions in our faith. So it starts this. It's Exodus chapter 12, and I'm picking up the first verse. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the day of Egypt, in the land of Egypt, "This month is the beginning of the months for you. It's the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, they must each select an animal of flock according to their father's families, one animal per family. If the household is too small for a whole animal, that person and the neighbor nearest to his house are to select one based on the combined number of people. You should appropriate the animal according to what each will eat. You must have an unblemished animal, a year-old male. You must take it from either the sheep or the goats. You are to keep it until 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel will slaughter the animals at twilight. They must take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses where they eat them. They are to eat the meat that night. They should eat it, roast it over the fire along with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or cooked in boiling water, but only roast over fire, its head as well as its legs and inner organs. You must not leave any of it until morning. Any part of it until morning you must burn. Here is how you must eat it. You must be dressed for travel, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You are to eat it in a hurry. It's the Lord's Passover." Okay, so these first 11 verses really go to highlight, hey, what you are to do, the animal you should select, and so forth. And then you are to eat it a certain way, you are to dress appropriately, and here's the key thing, you are to put blood along the doorpost of your door, okay? And that plays an important role on why that's happening. But then we're going to pick up on the 12th verse here. "I will pass through the land of Egypt on the night and strike every firstborn male in the land of Egypt, both people and animals. I am the Lord. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt. The blood on the houses where you are staying will be the distinguishing mark for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will be among you to destroy you, and I will strike the land of Egypt." And then the 14th verse. "This day is to be a memorial for you, and you must celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. You must celebrate it throughout your generations as a permanent statue." Okay, so that's, again, a longer passage than I normally read on my devotionals. But I think it's really important because, again, the background here is that we're coming to the last plague of Egypt. You know, the plagues are the plagues that Moses and Aaron shared with Pharaoh that came from the Lord as a way for them to get released from being oppressed and slaves in the land of Egypt. They're trying to get the Israelites out. Pharaoh would not let that happen. And you can read about all these plagues in Exodus, I think starting in chapter 5 to this current chapter. But this is the final plague here. This is the final of the 10th plague. And God said he's going to strike down the firstborn person, male, of animals and men throughout all the land of Egypt. But here's the thing. He said, I will pass over you if you have the blood of this lamb on your doorpost. I will pass over it. That's where you get the name Passover. You know, go figure. But I will pass over you as long as you have the blood. If you don't, then the firstborn male of your family will be killed. And that night, it was tremendous death amongst all of Egypt. And that actually propelled Pharaoh to say, get out. Get out of my land. We're ready for you to get out, and so forth. Again, I want to encourage you to read through all the plagues, because it's really fascinating to see how Pharaoh constantly said, no, we're not going to let your people go. And then finally, here, he let the people go. But again, the reason why we have the Passover is because it started here. It helped to get the Israelites out of Egypt. It started their exodus out of Egypt into the promised land that they have now. So if you're wondering, like, why do they celebrate this? Well, it's all started here, and God said, this is something that you are to do every single year. This is a memorial that you are to do every single year. That's why the Jewish people still celebrate. And to be honest, that's why the Last Supper that Jesus celebrated was the Passover Supper that was happening. Jesus was ultimately giving his life as a sacrifice that shortly thereafter. So it's really interesting to see how the Lamb of God, who is Jesus, was a sacrifice for us. The Lamb back then was a sacrifice they made, the Israelites made, that God passed over and spared them from death and destruction. But again, in order to fully understand it, you have to read the Bible. In order to fully understand it, you have to ask questions like, why did this happen? And because people ask why, you can find it in the Bible, which brings me to my ultimate point. And there's a lot of times I think we do things at church, or we do things in our faith, and we're like, you know, this is something we do. We don't ever ask the question why. And I think because we never ask the question why, we never try to understand our faith. I think that's what gets us in trouble, where we say, I don't understand. I'm gonna bail on my faith. I don't understand this. It makes no sense to me. It's something they did lots of years ago. I'm not gonna do it anymore. I don't understand it. But a lot of the things that we do today in our faith are steeped in tradition, steeped in, there's a reason why these happen. And so we have to ask questions. Instead of saying, I don't understand, I'm going to bail, we need to say, I don't understand it, I'm going to ask questions so that I can understand it. Again, seek first to understand. That's the famous Covey principle. Seek first to understand rather than be understood. We have to really understand, why is it that they did this? Why is it that this happened in the Bible? We have to ask questions. And again, this is steep in tradition. All the things that we're doing, there's so much tradition in it. But we have to understand what's happening in order to really grow in our faith. And in the Bible, it actually encourages us to ask questions. You know, Jesus said this in Matthew 7:7. He said, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. He's saying, hey, listen, ask questions, seek God, go and follow after him, really pursue the answers. So ask God questions. He's not too big that he can't answer your questions. Ask God why this happens and ask him to reveal it to him, because if you seek him, you will find him. Jeremiah 33:3 says this, call to me and I will answer you. This is God saying, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not. God said, call on me. When you have questions, ask God, and he'll give you the answers. He'll provide you the understanding. And then my last one, Deuteronomy 4:29 says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him. If you search after him with your whole heart and with your soul, you will find him. This is so important for us to ask questions. it's not bad. You're not an unbeliever if you ask questions. You're really trying to understand. You're trying to figure it out so that it will help you grow in your faith rather than bail on your faith. So today I want to encourage you, ask questions. And if you've got questions that you're trying to figure out right now, definitely put it in the comment section below or email me, tomp@newlife.church. I would love for you to help you process this. Again, I don't have all the answers, but that's why I like to ask questions of other people, and I like to do my research as well. Anytime I don't understand something, I'm always trying to ask questions so I can understand, why is it that we do these things that are done in the Bible? Why is it that Jesus did this? Why is it that God did this? The more that we can ask questions, the more that we can understand, and we can fully get a grasp of our faith so we can grow each and every day. So that's my encouragement. Keep on asking questions. Keep on seeking God and let him guide you to where he needs you to be. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today, and thank you for who you are, and thank you for helping our brains be curious and help us ask questions. Lord, when we don't understand something that you've done or something that happens in the Bible, Lord, help us ask questions and help us find those answers. Help us seek trusted people that know you and know the Bible, that we can trust and rely on, and that they would reveal us answers so we can grow in our faith each and every day. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and then we ask for your wisdom and discernment as we ask questions about you today. In your name we pray. Amen. Again, thanks so much for being with me today. I hope and pray that you have a blessed rest of your day.